You're listening to Talking Teesdale, a regular podcast covering Barnard Castle and the surrounding villages. Brought to you in association with the Witham Community Arts Centre.
And welcome along once again to the Talking Teesdale podcast. I'm Stuart Laundy.
And I'm Jane Woodward.
Now, before we go any further, just have a listen to this.
Right.
So how good was that then?
That was really good.
That was No Added Sugar rehearsing on Tuesday night.
Okay, right.
I popped along. I thought I could add something to their little vocal performance and then...
I couldn't hear you in there. Were you singing along?
Absolutely not.
That's why it sounded so good then.
Absolutely. I mean, we joke every week about my singing. I can't sing a note, and it was absolutely brilliant listening to them.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I managed to record a good bit of it. We'll have more from No Added Sugar in a little while. We're talking about No Added Sugar because they've got a performance coming up on June the 28th. And the real reason I popped along to the rehearsal was to chat to the choir's director, George Ford.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a good chat with him, and mm-hmm. that's coming up. And then a bit later, we go from music to the written word.
Right.
Teesdale is home to a few writers' groups,
mm-hmm.
Or writing groups as well. There is a difference, I found out.
Is there?
Because I popped along to Teesdale Writers, who are a fairly recently established group.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
And I discovered the difference between a writing group and a writers' group.
Okay, so we'll find out more, will we?
Absolutely. So that's what we've got coming up on this week's show, along with... a quite interesting announcement of somebody coming up later in the year.
Yeah, that's right.
Money for nothing.
Yes.
And your chicks for free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But no, it's before we go any further, no, it's not Mark Knopfler.
No. If only.
It would have to be a huge favour and somebody that he knew to get him to come along to the Witham. But more on that later on.
Yeah.
And we might very well play a bit of Dire Straits music to play out with tonight.
Yes, see if people can guess who it is that's coming.
On with the show.
Hi, I'm the one and only Josh, the man, the myth, the legend, and you are listening to Talking Teesdale with Stuart and Jane.
Now, if you like a good choir, then you're spoilt for choice at the Witham over the next couple of weeks. Coming up on Saturday, June the 28th, we've got No Added Sugar, and then on Saturday, the 5th of July, St Mary's Community Choir and friends will be taken to the stage. I've been out and about finding out more about both choirs, starting this week with No Added Sugar, and when I spoke to musical director George Ford, I found it was a real family affair. It was founded by his mum, Jane.
So I'm with George Ford, who is the director, conductor?
Yeah, musical director.
Musical director of No Added Sugar. George, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
I think the best thing you can do to start with is give us a little potted history of No Added Sugar, what the choir is all about.
Okay, so the choir is a community choir that started nearly 20 years ago. Actually began by my mum. And it started at Teesdale School. And in the beginning was essentially all the students that she taught at Teesdale School, plus a few staff members as well. Then it was opened up to the community. And 20 years on, we're here. We've got 60 plus members, all from the community. We now don't rehearse at Teesdale. We rehearse at Gainford Village Hall instead. And the name, No Added Sugar, comes from where she was asking me and my brothers one day at breakfast, I've got this choir and I need to figure out a name for it. So we were sat reading the breakfast cereal boxes as we do, giving our best responses. One of the contenders, but not quite there, was my brother's, which was May Contain Nuts. unfortunate because it was all women at the time. But my suggestion, actually, ironically enough, of No Added Sugar, she quite liked, and it stuck. So that's how we got the name.
So how long have you been musical director? When did you take over from your mum?
So I took over 3 years ago when she came to me and said, look, George, I wanted to fulfill a lifelong dream of moving to Scotland. Always been a dream of hers. But she said, one of the things is, I've got this amazing choir, as you know, No Added Sugar, and I can't leave it as it is. So would you take it over? Would you do this for me? And I said, yeah, absolutely. So here we are, 3 years on.
Cool. And what's your sort of musical background? Do you have a musical background?
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, having a choir director for a mum means you can't really get away from being musical. But yeah, so I studied music at university. I'm a music teacher at Barnacastle School. I'm actually in September going to take over the director of music role there as well. So yeah, I've got a musical background. We've had singing in our family all our lives. And my dad's a singer as well. So, very, very musical background. So it's only natural that I'm here doing music for a job and running a choir as well.
Just moving on to the show that you're doing at the Witham at the end of the month, Midsummer Melodies, what sort of thing can we expect?
Oh, so you can expect a real variety of choral music, some classical music, some more contemporary music, some original arrangements that I've done for the choir, some particularly challenging music that we've really kind of pushed ourselves with. Just a real variety of songs, along with some solo numbers and some smaller groups as well.
Cool. Whatever, it's a community choir, but from what I remember, from what I've seen you in the past,
yeah,
the standard is good. So I'm guessing the singers that you attract are pretty much on the money.
Well, they are, in the sense that we're very lucky. We've got some wonderful singers. But I do maintain that it's a community choir. So some really big things for me are that you don't need to audition to join. You don't actually have to read music to join. We're just very lucky that some people, even if they don't read music, they're very great at picking songs up. They've got beautiful voices. And mainly, I think it's just we've got such a great environment in rehearsals and in concerts that everyone wants to give their best. And we seem to have just grown from strength to strength.
So you've got the concert at the Witham. Any other plans for the summer, the autumn, later in the year?
So that will be us for the summer, actually. That rounds off our summer season, which is very nice. So it's a lovely place to... we do love performing at the Witham, and it's a lovely place to kind of culminate our summer season. And then following my school holidays, we break up for the summer, as it were. And then back in the autumn, and then straight away, dare I say it, we'll be practicing Christmas music already, ready for our big Christmas concert. We have a particularly big one towards the mid, close to Christmas Day at the Bowes Museum. So we'll be practicing for that.
Brilliant stuff. George, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And a reminder that you can see the fabulous No Added Sugar at the Witham on Saturday, June the 28th. The show starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are just £10. You can get them from the website, www.thewitham.org.uk, or you can call the box office on 01833 631107. In the meantime, let's have a listen to another piece that I recorded when No Added Sugar were rehearsing the other night.
May it be as it is called.
The sublime sound of No Added Sugar there, and proof, not that it was needed, of the creativity that abounds in Teesdale. And on the subject of creativity, those who enjoy putting pen to paper are well catered for across Teesdale with a number of writing groups. One of the more recently established is Teesdale Writers, and I popped along to their monthly meeting, which was hosted by Raphael Wilkins, to find out a little bit more, including the difference between a writing group and a writers group.
So we're chatting to Raphael Wilkins from the Teesdale Writers Group for this week's community spot on the podcast. Raphael, welcome along.
Thank you very much. I welcome this opportunity.
That's good. So perhaps the best thing to do is just tell us a little bit about the writer. It's a writer's group, not a writing group.
That's right. A writer's group, we support each other informally. Each member of the group is working on their own writing projects. And the way we support that is by taking an interest in each other's writing, offering feedback if people wish to share extract sections of their writing. We discuss, we know the trials of the writing process and talk about those and how to manage some of that. And we generally support the process and celebrate each other's successes.
So how did you come to be? How did you all find each other?
Well, some of us have met over quite a little period. Any of these writers' groups, they are very much a stream, not a pond. People are on their individual journeys. They drop in, they drop out, they move away, they find something else they prefer. So it's a very fluid situation. But this particular phase, as Teesdale Writers, is still fairly new. Around about Easter, we badged ourselves in that way and reset our objectives. Personally, I've supported writing in one way or another over quite a long period because aspects of my professional work involved encouraging and supporting writing in the fields I worked in. Everything from helping professional people write articles in the specialized press to supervising students to produce their PhD thesis. So I'd had some background in the ways of gently supporting the writing process. Yeah. And what we do here is have a very wide range of genres. Personally, I'm largely non-fiction. Some of our members enjoy fantasy. Some are mainly children's writers. Some are poets. And so we're not necessarily experts in each other's genres. Well, it's a way of learning and broadening out and yeah, widening one's tastes and reading. So there's some of the things we do, as well as our regular monthly evening meeting, which is a little bit like an informal seminar, that sort of setup. We have a mid-monthly informal social meeting held in one of the bookshops or cafes in the town on a Saturday morning when it's a more social thing.
What would you say is the benefit of, if you're working on a project, what's the benefit of sharing it with the group?
Mainly because writing is a very lonely process, and a lot of the people who join a writer's group are working on their first significant project. They have an idea for a book or a collection of writings on a particular theme, but they've not really done it before. They've certainly not taken it through to anywhere near publication. So being part of a group who are familiar with the issues and choices that form part of that journey and can offer helpful suggestions, support, peer support, and so on. That's a big help to people who are, you know, relatively new to writing. And even when people are not new to writing, it's still a helpful discipline to share one's work, to have a forum to talk about, you know, what one is working on next and that sort of thing.
So if somebody is beavering away at home on their own, would they, I mean, is this the sort of group that welcomes new people, new writers along to the monthly meetings?
Absolutely. That's meat and drink to us. It's lovely having new people coming in, talking about what they're working on, becoming part of our little community. The main method we use, if I had to put a name to it, it's supportive non-directive peer coaching. This is what we offer each other. That comes with a high level of confidentiality. There are methods we use to share work so that people feel comfortable about sharing their work, and protocols we use for how we give feedback, and to keep it all very positive. Certainly the average member of our group is working towards publication. That's really their aim.
I was going to ask that, as to whether sort of everybody's striving to get something published, or whether it's more something of a hobby or an enjoyment rather than sort of wanting to see an end product, as it were.
The tone and dynamic of this group is that it particularly suits people who are working on a significant project of their own with the hope of taking it to publication. That really is our core purpose, to support that activity. We welcome all writers.
Excellent. So how do people find out more about the group? How do they get in touch with you?
I think, to be honest, at the moment it's largely through word of mouth. It's a relatively a small community, and in an area like Teesdale, there are various structures supporting writing and various events, activities, a sort of annual calendar of things that one organisation or another organise. So people find out that way about who's in the space and what might suit them.
Excellent. Raphael, thank you very much. That was fascinating.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
And if that's inspired you to hit the keyboard, then you can find out more about Teesdale Writers online at teesdalewriters.org.
Hi, I'm Jim.
And I'm Sheila.
We're volunteers at the Witham.
And you're listening to Talking Teesdale with Stuart and Jane.
So Jane's back to talk what's on.
I am.
And manically juggling screens over there.
Yeah, I've got several different things. Lots of different screens and only one device.
I never knew a thumb could work that quickly. I don't know. Firstly, a quick mention for an event tomorrow afternoon. That's Saturday the 14th of June. And it involves the Barnard Castle School Community Choir. Do tell me more.
It does, yeah. So the link here is with George Ford, who is obviously a music teacher at Barnard Castle School as well.
Ah, splendid.
Yes. And he actually, did you know, he used to teach my boys music He worked in Darlington. So small world and all that.
Absolutely. Right, then we better give George
his
plug.
Yes. So Barnard Castle School Community Choirs have their summer concert. It's at 7 o'clock in the evening at St Mary's Church. That's the parish church, yep. This is the youth choir and the choral society. Tickets £12, £10 concessions, free for under 19s.
Very good. Does it say where you can get tickets from, or can you get them on the door?
You can scan the QR code on the poster, which I think is around the town. You can visit www.trybooking.com.
All right.
Or I guess you can just turn up on the door.
Absolutely. Excellent stuff. Well, that sounds like a good night.
It does.
Right, moving on.
Yes.
I trailed a big announcement before.
You did.
The Not the Mark Knopfler Show.
Not the Mark Knopfler Show, no.
We're talking his bass player, his long-serving bass player, John Ilsley.
Yes, we are. Just keep filling in, Stuart, while I find it on my device.
Well, John Ilsley was the only other member of Dire Straits to play on all six of the band's albums, right through from the first album through to the final one in 1991 on Every Street.
Yeah, keep going.
How am I doing?
I'm not that fast, Stuart. Technology and me don't go together very well.
Well, he's coming on November the 15th, and he's doing one of these talk and play and Q&A type shows, which he's been doing for a while, because I've sort of followed a little bit of John Ilsley's music. He's quite a really good solo artist, actually. If anybody's interested, listen to his latest album. I think it's just called 8, on the basis that it's his 8th album. And so that's quite well worth a listen. Obviously, it's Dire Straits-y when you listen to it, but still well worth it.
Yeah.
Have you caught up yet?
Of course, I've got it now. I've got it now.
Thank heavens for that.
I thought you did very well there. So the title of the show is The Life and Times of Dire Straits, Music and Memories. So he is going to be interviewed by Paul Cummings, who is ex-Dire Straits management.
Okay.
So there's a Q&A session for that, and there's going to be lots of music. He has got a band.
Ah, no, that's what I was more interested in. Q&A I can do without. I don't really want to know what it was like performing in Glasgow on a wet Wednesday night in 1983 or something. I just want him up there playing music.
Yeah. So his band, they are going to play music from the whole of the Dire Straits catalogue.
Now you're talking.
Yes, including Money for Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers in Arms,
mm-hmm.
Sultans of Swing.
Mm-hmm.
So tickets are on sale now and they are going like hotcakes.
Not surprised, really.
Mm-hmm. So I'll get in there quick.
And just remind me again of the date.
Saturday, 15th of November, 7:30.
Right. Ticket details and everything coming up at the end of this.
Yes.
Excellent. Right. What else have we got coming up? We should give a little mention to the Witham Youth Theatre.
We should.
Who are taken to the stage on Thursday and Friday next week with their interpretation of Shakespeare's The Tempest. If you want to find out more about that, Ollie Smith was our guest on the podcast last week. Right, and coming up after The Tempest, the following week, on Wednesday the 25th, we've got some more comedy.
We have Edinburgh Previews with Joe Kemp-Walters and Jack Gledow.
Very good. This sounds like another Edinburgh Fringe preview type thing.
It is, yeah.
Excellent. So you can go along and have a look to that one. There's more Edinburgh Fringe previews a couple of days later as well, on the 27th.
There is, yeah. Lachlan Verner with his show Wonder Twunk.
Oh, yes. Now, we mentioned this last week.
We did. We did have problems saying it last week as well.
You've had a whole week to practice.
I'm not doing very well, Stuart.
Never mind. All the more reason to go along and find out what it's all about.
Exactly, yes.
And we also have a film coming up.
We do, Anora, which is the Oscar winner that you'd never heard of, Stuart.
Still haven't heard of it.
Thursday the 26th of June, 7 o'clock. We show it with subtitles. Ticket's only £5. And it looks like a Pretty Woman type story.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That sort of thing.
So come along and...
That sounds more your sort of thing than mine.
Yes.
You strike me as the rom-com type.
Do I?
Yeah.
I like a variety of films. I like your action and your thrillers as well.
I think you're more likely to be into a rom-com than me.
I think so, yeah.
Jolly good. Right, where can we get details of all this lovely stuff?
By going on the website.
Which is?
www.thewitham.org.uk.
And can we ring anybody for tickets?
You can ring the box office.
And what's the number?
01833-631107.
Hurrah!
And I've got a question for you, Stuart.
Oh, go on.
Because I think people will be very interested to know how the new podcasting studio is coming along.
Well, it's further along than it was this time last week, though we are still in our front room.
We are.
But you've had a look up. It's taking shape.
It is. It's very impressive.
It sounds very grand, doesn't it?
It does.
It's just the attic.
Yes.
We're putting a couple of chairs up in the attic. That's all it is. And a table for the computer.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe we should have a grand opening of our Attic Come podcasting studio when it's all ready. Right, it seems fitting to finish this week with the Dire Straits tune. How about this one? It's Walk of Life. And from Jane and me, we'll see you next time. Ta-da!
For listening. We'll be talking Teesdale again soon. In the meantime, please spread the word. Like, share, and subscribe. Or go online to thewitham.org.uk.